Congress passed the transportation bill, which President Barack Obama is expected to sign in tomorrow. The $127 billion bill was delayed by partisan wrangling over amendments. House Republicans wanted to include a provision mandating approval of the Keystone XL pipeline and another prohibiting the federal government from regulating the disposal of coal ash. Those were removed from the final bill, but included in the final package is a one-year extension of the current interest rate on federal student loans and a measure that will dedicate fines collected from those responsible for the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico to the restoration of communities and ecosystems affected by that spill. WBAI's Andrea Sears spoke with Elizabeth Thompson, Director of Congressional Affairs for the Environmental Defense Fund.
The Restore Act will dedicate 80% of the clean water fines from the BP and other parties responsible for the 2010 Gulf oil spill to restoring the Gulf Coast environment and the economy. So it is a major, major step forward in helping repair the damage in that region.
The amount is estimated to be somewhere between $5 and $21 billion. That's a very wide range. Why is there such uncertainty about the amount of money that this will actually mean?
Because pending the final settlement, which will determine the clean water fines, they have to be a determination of how much oil was spilled and level of negligence. More oil spilled, more negligent finding, you are at the higher end of that number.
Now, who exactly is liable in these cases? Is it BP or is it the company that manufactured the oil rig or operated it? Where does the liability go?
Oh, it's a range. So many of them will be contributing because people have sued each other, et cetera. So it will be many parties.
And what is the lingering environmental and economic impact of the BP oil spill on the Gulf at this point?
Well, in the Gulf, every year, the state has lost up to about 17 square miles of coastal wetlands due to the channeling and the levees, which has deprived the delta of the rich Mississippi River water that you need. And since actually the 1930s, Louisiana has lost an area the size of Delaware. And the terrible Gulf spill made that ecological damage even worse. So with this money, we can start rebuilding the wetlands and the estuaries and really contribute to the economic well-being and the environmental well-being of that region by rebuilding those wetlands.
If the Restore Act were not included in the transportation bill, what would have happened to any settlement money from lawsuits for the BP oil spill?
Without the Restore Act, the fines from the spill would automatically be deposited into the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund and the Federal Treasury. So there would have been no guarantee that anything would have gone to the Gulf at all. So this is a big deal. It's a very important big step forward.
Are there particular industries that are going to benefit from this, or where will this money go?
A lot of it will go to the projects that will restore the wetlands, so that is direct environmental benefit. As you restore those wetlands, you bring back the fishing industry and the local economies. So the hope is that it will revitalize and rebuild those local economies, the local fishermen, the local tourism industry, to help the state overall.
Are any of these funds to be used to study the ongoing effects of the Gulf? There's still a great deal of oil that's unaccounted for, the mutagenic impact on Gulf fish and flora. Will any of this go for that purpose?
Yeah, those are very important issues, and those do need to be studied. The money from this particular effort will not be going to those studies, but of course it is very important to understand the science of the damage as we go forward.
And is there a precedential value to this act and the allocation of funds for the specific victims of a specific spill?
There is importance in redressing the harm that was done to the region. And as I pointed out earlier, this region had been under substantial ecological pressure for a while. So we do have an opportunity now to rebuild. In terms of precedential value, I would broaden that statement, and I think it's important for the United States to invest in our local environmental treasures and make that a priority nationwide, and we shouldn't have to wait for disasters to spur that kind of investment.
Well, with Shell intent on drilling off the coast of Alaska beginning in a couple of weeks, are the oil companies, in light of what's happened with the BP spill and the settlements that are pending, likely to be more careful with their technology and their preparedness to actually deal with problems when they arise?
We certainly hope so. No one should ever have to go through what Louisiana had to go through.
Elizabeth Thompson is the Director of Congressional Affairs for the Environmental Defense Fund. She spoke with WBAI's Andrea Sears.